The president of the Canadian Medical Association, Dr. Joss Reimer, made the apology in a Victoria, British Columbia conference hall during a somber ceremony.
The Canadian Medical Association is deeply sorry for the harms First Nations, Inuit, and Métis peoples have experienced and continue to experience in the Canadian health system. The racism and discrimination that Indigenous peoples and healthcare providers face is deplorable, and we are deeply ashamed.
Reimer says the actions and inactions of the medical profession throughout history led to racism, neglect, and abuse, and the profession has not lived up to the ethical standards it is expected to uphold. Dr. Paula Cashin is the vice chair of the CMA's board of directors. She talked about Indian hospitals, substandard care, forced sterilization, and forcibly relocating Indigenous patients far from their homes and families. And
medical experimentation was conducted on Indigenous adults, including studying the effects of nutritional interventions and testing experimental tuberculosis vaccines and treatments. We still do not know the full extent of medical experimentation on Indigenous children or adults.
The CMA's Joss Reimer says her organization is committed to owning up to its past wrongs and correcting them. Some elders said the apology was a good first step, but acknowledged that rebuilding trust will take a long time because of the damage. But some Native groups say they want more than an apology. They want concrete actions. For National Native News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk.